glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Lord, let your light, light of your face, shine on us. Lord, let your light, light of your face, shine on us, that we may be saved, that we may have life to find our way in the darkest night. Let your light shine on us. From your head fall on us. Lord, let your grace from your head fall on us, that we may be saved, to find our way in the darkest night. Let your grace fall on us. Lord, let your love with no end, come over us. Love with no end, come over us, that we may be saved, that we may have life to find our way in the darkest night. Let your love come over us, that we may be saved, that we may have life to find our way in the darkest night. Let your light shine on us.
Today on Moments of Inspiration, we have with us Larry Billingsley to share the message of the day. We invite you to listen to Larry as he presents the Word of God.
Today we want to talk about the text, Luke chapter 2, 21 through 40. Max Pratt gave me an invitation a number of years ago to do two lessons for this particular program. I did, and Max aired them. The man who did the program for many years before heard me, and he asked Max the question, "Who is this Larry Billingsley guy?" Well, this morning we want to ask the question, "Who is this Jesus guy?" On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angels had given him before he had been conceived. In Matthew 1:21, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." In my Bible, it has a footnote about Jesus And it says that it is a form of Joshua, which means Lord saves. In Psalms chapter 137 and 8, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. John 3 and verse 17 says, For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Again in Acts chapter 5 and verse 30 through 31, God raised Jesus from the dead, that he might give redemption and forgiveness of sins to Israel. In our text, it talks about two incidents that granted confirmation that Jesus is the Savior of the world. The first one begins in verse 25. He says, Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was a righteous and devout man. He was waiting for consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple court. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him into his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Simeon's recognition of this child showed confirmation Jesus was whom he declared himself to be. You see, Simeon waited for this consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon Simeon, and it revealed to him that he would not die before seeing the Lord Christ. He was moved by the Spirit, went into the temple court, and there he found the parents as they brought the child Jesus into that court. They did what the custom of the laws required. And Simeon takes Jesus in his arms and he praises God. By acknowledging that God is sovereign and that now he has seen God's salvation and his name is Jesus, verse 32. You see, Jesus is the light for revelation. Simeon then blessed them, gave them real information about the child Jesus, that he was destined to cause falling and rising to many in Israel. Luke is one that spends much time talking about women that the other Gospels do not. For example, this is one of them. The next story is about Anna, what she does. And I read to you beginning with verse 36. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel. You see, Luke does give more attention to the women than the other Gospels, and Anna is an example of that. She lived with her husband, remember, 7 years. He passed away, and she was a widow until she was 84 at this time. She had never left the temple. She worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. She speaks of the child, Jesus, how he was one who is to redeem his people. You see, the question this morning is, who is this Jesus? And the answer is, he is the sovereign Lord, it says in chapter 2 and verse 29. We ask the question, who is this Jesus? He is the salvation, he said, Luke 2 and verse 30. And so if you have the question on your heart about this Jesus, how I can receive this Jesus, the sovereign Lord, the salvation of the world, then you could contact Max Pratt from this program, and he will give you the answer to that.
Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me your
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.